part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yep. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making us a consistent choice on your Saturday night. My name is Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. I'm the guy that was on Fox News twice this week with Megyn Kelly. Kind of fun. And let's see, Stephen was on CNN. Not CNN. HLN, Headline News. And he was defending. We were just talking boring old politics on Fox. But on CNN, he was defending Kirk Cameron. And all the fallout that Cameron got into last week by just saying the simple thing of, I don't think I will tell my kids that gay marriage is a great thing. And somehow that made him, you know, the devil of the week. And so Stephen was asked to come on with George Takei, Captain Zulu. Okay, like we didn't see that coming. 888-340-3373 is our phone number, by the way. 888-340-3373. A very nasty end to Stephen's appearance on HLN as well. I was quite disappointed with this. Because, you know, they have their nice little give and take, back and forth debate. It's kind of, you know, it's contentious, but, you know, it's good drama, makes for good television. And AJ Hammer or whatever his name is. What's that guy's name? You didn't see it? Oh, yeah, I don't have iChat up. Yeah, that would make a difference. All right. AJ Hammer, Slammer, whatever the guy is. Anyway, some entertainment wannabe over on CNN. So anyway, at the very end, of course, Stephen is his gracious self and says to the, who seemed like very put out, Mr. Takei, Captain Zulu. But he says to him, differences aside, we are kindred spirits from the standpoint that we have, that we've both been fired by Mr. Trump. And without breaking a beat, because Stephen was reaching out for his hand, he was trying to shake his hand, without missing a beat, Takei goes,
"Well, I want you to know we are not kindred spirits in this at all. We are not kindred spirits in this. No, get away from me, Stephen. We are not kindred spirits."
You're messing me up, dude.
It was the weirdest end to a segment I've ever seen.
Well,
you guys had gone at it a little bit. You know, you gave your opinion. That's what. And by the way, people that sit out there and think that CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox to some degree actually care about reporting on most of the things in the... No, that's not what it's about. It's about entertaining you. Because you're so mind-boringly dumb that you sit there and think that they're giving you news, and they know they can't give you news because you'll go...
Can I tell you how weird this is? You're making this point.
I was just recounting the week.
Right.
So they get to the end, and they're supposed to have the controversy, all right? So all the dummies watching HLN go, "Oh, look, they don't agree with something with each other. They're not all saying the same thing like on CNN and MSNBC."
Come on, HLN isn't just dummies. Come on.
I didn't
now.
Say HLN was, just the audience.
Right.
So you guys do what you're supposed to do. They hire you to come in to knock each other around a little bit. You land a blow, he lands a blow. The drama happens, you get to the end and you're like, "Well, you know, we do have this one thing in common. We were both fired by Donald Trump. You know, at least we got that in kindred spirits."
"Oh no, Stephen, we are not kindred spirits."
Man. I never knew Captain Zulu's voice was so low, by the way.
Zulu. But let me tell you why this is weird that you notice this.
How could you not notice it? It was the oddest ending to a cable segment ever.
But you and I haven't talked about
it. No, we haven't.
And no one's said anything to me about the fact that it was really awkward and strange that Sulu, would decide that this would be like his gotcha moment. No, we are not kindred spirits. You're right.
Yeah, you can't do his voice.
I can't.
It's too low. I didn't know Sulu talked that low. No, we are not kindred spirits, Stephen. No. Now go back to wherever you came from. Goodbye. It was odd.
The whole thing was odd.
Very odd.
The whole interview was odd.
But you did really well.
I did my darndest.
And your Facebook followers said you did good. And I know about half the Twitters did too, but the other half didn't like what you said. So.
Well, nobody liked.
We won't talk about that.
Nobody liked any support for Kirk Cameron. And when I first did the interview, I simply said this. I'm here to support Kirk in respect to his right to express himself. And then I went on to say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I think he kind of maybe said some things that were, in a hardcore way, his Christian perspective.
He was only asked about them. He didn't go in there going,
let me tell you what I think about the gays getting married. Them little funny bunches down there in Alabama. Let me tell you about what I think about them guys.
And he didn't do that.
Right.
He's there to talk about his movie, right? Monumental, or whatever it's called.
Right.
Memorial, whatever it's called. And Pierce does what Pierce does.
And you know that in the pre-interview and the production that happens before and the agreements and that they probably... that's why...
Pierce totally jacked him.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
So who's the gal that Kirk Cameron referenced? Who's the politician? Who's the gal who Pierce got before?
Oh, Christine O'Donnell.
Right. So remember when
I'm
Kirk,
not using her for an example.
Remember what Kirk said, though, during the interview? He goes, suddenly this has turned into the...
I'm getting sucked into the Christine O'Donnell vortex.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which Mr. Takei said, that's not the vortex I'm from. I'm sorry, that's a different show.
Right.
So, okay. But, yeah, but so he just... And you could tell Cameron is comfortable formulating what he believes and telling you. But he was... I thought he went out of his way to purposefully be non-confrontational while trying to quietly express what he believes. And then Piers got personal and goes, well, what if your kid turns up and says you're gay? And says, well, I mean, Piers has a habit of asking those kinds of questions.
Piers is Piers. Piers is a jerk.
But he thinks that
Piers
it's going to get him ratings.
Well, he's going to do what his natural impulse is, which is to start trouble. Because that's who he is.
Right.
And I didn't disagree with the Kirk's intention. I just think who he is as a Christian, he's a very hardcore conservative Christian.
Yeah, but there was nothing about that interview that was hardcore.
I think it's easily misinterpreted when, based on biblical perspective, you say, and I believe homosexuality will ultimately lead to the end of or the blah 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 of civilization.
But first of all, his tone of voice was nothing like that. But you just winced your brow like it was like.
Well, because
and Kurt, you watched that interview. I'm telling you, he's like, Piers, His body language, I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about my movie.
Right, but it doesn't take away from what he
and
said.
He kept doing this. Pierce
it doesn't take away from what Kirk Cameron said. And to the everyday man...
Did Kurt say anything that was factually false? If everybody started doing the gay thing tomorrow, because it is a choice and everybody could, conceivably, all choose to do the gay thing tomorrow, would eventually humanity disappear from the planet?
I'd be willing to bet that gays don't think so.
Yeah, well, okay, unless you have some sort of creative procreation methods, you're not going to, beyond a generation, you're not going to have any more humanity.
Well, you have artificial insemination, and, you know, you have,
like I said, creative procreation.
I get it. I'm with you,
so,
boss.
All he was saying was that the foundation of society is built on the nuclear family.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I believe in Kirk's theology and experience and perception, he said something that perhaps could have been said another way instead of saying,
I think homosexuality will eventually lead to the end of civilization. That's a hardcore statement, bro.
He was asked about what he would teach his children.
I know. And he was caught off guard, and Piers sucked him in, hook, line, and sinker,
right,
and got him. And that's what Piers wanted.
Yeah.
And this whole backlash is exactly what Piers wanted. Because Piers...
Well, he was still bragging about it 2 days later.
It's been
trending on Twitter for 26
hours,
Piers, mate.
Piers, let me tell you something. Piers doesn't have the nerve to have somebody like me on a show. Piers doesn't have the nerve to have somebody...
He knows you guys too well.
...who's been around, who knows the game, and who knows how to come back to him with the right answers.
Stand by. It's Baldwin McCullough.
You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We'll be right back.
night. Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Where was I?
Something about roasting Pierce's children over open flames.
That was. I didn't say that on the mic. But now you said it on the mic. What I said was...
Yeah. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Did we say that part? It's Baldwin McCullough Live. And our phone number is 888-340-3373. Maybe you think that Stephen's wrong in criticizing Kirk Cameron's the way he said it. Maybe you think he's wrong that he defended Kirk Cameron at all. See, I think he did a great job defending him. I think Captain Zulu is kind of crazy.
Zulu.
And I think that... Zulu. And I think that... Like Penny Pasta, Ziti, Captain Ziti. I just think spaghetti for some reason. And then, but maybe you take my side and say, no, Kurt didn't have to apologize for the way he said it. He said it very casually. Anyway, any thoughts on any of this? Phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. Anyway, go ahead.
What I was saying before the break is simply this.
Yes.
See, most of America doesn't know who Piers Morgan is. See, I know who Piers is. I know where he comes from.
That wasn't a slam on his ratings.
I know that he was disgraced in Britain for a huge controversy. He ran a newspaper. He ran a publication.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then Piers came over, and with his clever little antics and his little wit and his little slyness, comes over, weasels his way into America. Ha, 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 he, he, he. Aren't I a little smarmy, smart guy? And now he takes over for what's
Larry
his name?
King.
Larry King.
Larry King.
Right.
Stephen.
Okay. So he steps
Zulu
in a
says
huge.
You're not kindred spirits. Explain.
He steps in a huge pile of you know what and gets lucky. Piers Morgan didn't get Larry King's position because he's qualified at all. That's not what happened. Piers Morgan's not qualified to replace Larry King at all. Do you think Piers Morgan is respected like Larry King is?
You're talking about the same network that gave Elliot Spitzer a show.
Okay, well,
okay,
to my point.
Enough said right
to
there.
To my point.
Yeah.
Piers Morgan is a punk.
That's what we have to do to get our own TV show. We
Piers
have to go
Morgan
hire hookers.
Is a punk. And you know what he does? He gets on his little show like he does every time. And when he knows he's got to be nice, depending on who it is, he's nice. And he doesn't go there. But when he knows he can just stab somebody, like he did to Kirk Cameron, he stabs somebody.
Yeah.
Because that's who Piers is. Instead of being able to really intellectually have a conversation that's challenging and intriguing and interesting and legitimate, he's got to play this game. And the only way he got to where he is by being... good at playing that game.
Well, he won Celebrity Apprentice.
Well,
he had some cred.
Yeah, and I got bumped, you know, being the fifth guy down the line, so, you know.
But Zulu is not
so obviously Piers is more intelligent than I am because he won.
Well, no, he's just more cutthroat, I think, is what you're saying.
But exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
888-340-3373 if you've got any thoughts. But we have something else to talk about. We didn't intend to go there. But I'm kind of glad... that Stephen did, because now I can send out on all the Twitters everything he said about Pierce tonight. Maybe I will land you a spot on Pierce's show this week.
I don't even think I'd do a show.
Just circulating. Well,
you know
wait
why?
A minute. You're just talking smack about, he doesn't even have the guts to have me on.
But seriously, what, let's say as a result of tonight's program, Bubba, it gets back to Pierce. But do you think I can? Piers Morgan is a cockroach to me. He is worthless to me. He means nothing
wait,
to
wait,
me.
Wait.
He is.
If he called you and said, Stephen, tell me about that Jesus character you're always talking about.
You think I'm going to take that bait from this
No,
fool?
He was being serious. Because you did try to witness to him on Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay, so wait a second.
Yeah?
That's an oxymoron. Piers Morgan? Serious? Piers Morgan? Now, let me tell you. Piers Morgan to turn around.
Folks, I've never seen Stephen this hardcore
against anyone. But Piers Morgan is going to turn around
anyone.
And go have a steak dinner with all his cronies who kiss his butt and be like, can you believe Baldwin talking about Stephen, that washed up da 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 da. Great. Piers, whatever. Take an Ambien and see you tomorrow, buddy. Good luck.
All right.
Because I'll be surprised if his show goes another 2-3 years, max. Max.
All right. Whew. I was just wanting to talk about Zulu.
No, well, you know, but here's the thing.
We're not kindred spirits, Stephen.
But this is obviously I'm unloading.
Yeah.
I'm venting. And it has nothing to do with it. Just it's unfair, which is really another point that you and I discussed. It's unfair when the media, when I did the AJ Hammer interview on Showbiz Tonight, the first remark I made was, guys, if you're a born again Christian in Hollywood, you're dead.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say to anyone.
This has pretty much
because you're a bigot and you're a racist and you're this and you're that. And it's all in the Bible. It says that the reason these types of things would come against believers is because of the spiritual warfare behind it. So what makes me sad is in my exchange with Piers Morgan on Celebrity Apprentice, when I said, so are you a Christian, Piers? And he got all upset.
Right.
Get off your high horse, Baldwin. Get off your high horse. I'm a Catholic, and I'm this, and I'm that. I could ask him to name three scriptures, and he'd stumble all over himself.
Right. Well, a lot of people would.
Well, a lot of people aren't jabbing people like Piers Morgan is.
That's true. So you're basically saying he's an agent of Satan.
No, that's what I've said about somebody else. But certainly, I would say he's a coffee boy of Satan. How about that? I don't think he's qualified to be a full-blown agent of Satan.
Can we tweet
he's
that?
He's just making coffee.
He's the coffee boy for Satan.
Yeah. That's. I think right. that's good enough. I wouldn't give him any
he's
higher.
He's the bus boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him any higher level than that.
When Satan orders his latte, he calls Piers.
Well, don't you think? I mean, look at Piers. Listen to Piers. Don't you think he'd make a fabulous satanic latte? I think so. I think he's very qualified to do
so. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I really had no idea.
Somebody's got to go, like, close Jackie's mouth right now.
I had no idea, folks, when I brought this up. I was really just telling you about the week. And to be honest with you, Stephen wasn't quite in the room yet, but I didn't reveal that.
Right.
And he was kind of making his way in.
Showed me grace tonight, Kevin.
And then, touching this nerve, it just turned into its own animal.
It's like I said,
really
AJ
in.
Hammer. I just
MC
you know
Hammer.
It's time to
MC Hammer hosts the thing on HLN. Did you know that?
It's time to let the media know and people like Piers Morgan. Look, you're gonna just attack people like that.
Yeah.
You're going to set people up and then just blindside them like that. You deserve for people to reveal who you really are and what that tactic is.
Well, the one thing that Piers probably didn't anticipate was that the vast majority of Americans, by the way, agree with Kirk Cameron. Most Americans believe that children should have a mother and a father. Most Americans believe that marriage, there's something different about marriage that kind of makes it unique. And it is the fact that it's a union that can produce children and spawn future generations and keep a nation going. I mean, one of the reasons why you don't want to have an entire nation become busy in the homosexual lifestyle is because you would lose your population left to their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
Intervention measures used. But at the end of the day, I think this has reinforced people's love for Cameron. For being willing to take that. And you too, by the way.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. Thank you for being there. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Yo, yo, yo.
The definitive not kindred spirit with Captain Zulu.
I thought we were kindred spirits.
Even though they were both fired by the same...
The Donald.
You're fired! So anyway, but we didn't intend to talk about that. We do have a very important thing to talk about coming up. But we did invite your calls, 888-340-3373. And, Stephen, you want to talk to,
Belize.
Yeah. Are you there?
No, this is Al.
Sounds like Belize. Close yeah. enough, Al. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Thank you very much, Stephen and Kevin. My wife bailed on you, so she threw me on the phone.
Well, you Jedi mind tricked us there, Al.
Yes, I know.
So your wife's name is Belize.
Louise.
Louise.
Yes.
All right, guys, let's wash the earwax out tonight. There's no reason for this. All right, go ahead.
They're in shock.
Well,
that's okay.
They make these wild claims that we're not loving or that we're not kindred spirits. How do they do that without knowing anything about Christ in the first place?
Is this Captain Zulu? This guy's voice sounds like Captain Zulu. Al, are you Captain Zulu?
I don't think so.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Thank you.
So go ahead. What were you asking, Stephen?
No, Stephen.
Yeah. Ask Stephen what you were asking him.
No, I was asking, how can they make these wild claims that we're not loving people when, or kindred spirits when they have no concept of who Christ really is?
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that, Al. And the thing for me is simply this. I went on that program. AJ Hammer, Sulu.
Legit to quit.
And I just basically wanted to say, God bless Kirk Cameron for sticking up for what he believes in.
They were never going to let you say that, though.
Well, but that's what I showed up for.
Right.
Knowing, well, you know, I was in a sandwich there, so to speak. I turn around, and it was a little bit humorous to me that George, got all bowed up. He like puffed his chest out, and he was ready to really throw me in a G.I. Joe kung fu grip kind of move. And that's cool, because I'd sneeze, and that would be over quickly. But the point being, I was there just to simply say, I'm a born-again Christian. The media spins this stuff all the time. Cameron was set up by Piers Morgan, pathetically. And, you know, if you want to know what I think, I'll tell you. And the real message I wanted to get across was, and I got it across, I was very fortunate that the window of opportunity presented itself. Because when George Takei said the statement, well, Stephen, this is not a lifestyle issue. This is an orientation issue. And it's a inborn issue, meaning he's making the statement that he was born the way he is.
You don't have any say over your...
And for that reason, he feels as though it's a civil rights issue. And I said, oh, George, that's good for you. You have every right to feel and say that and defend it and have the freedom to express it. But then I said, a couple of months ago, Cynthia Nixon said that her choice to live a gay lifestyle was not inborn, and it was a choice. But you never saw the same reaction to Kirk Cameron. You never saw the media flip out and say, oh, she said she went against the holy grail of gayness. You can't say that. They're fighting for equality and rights. And you can't say it's a choice, Cynthia. That would go against the whole movement and the power and the force. And listen, I'm simply making the statement that the media comes against Christianity more than it does most of these other issues that are argued and debated, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know what's a good example of that? And Al, thanks for the call. You know what's a good example of that? ABC has a brand new show on TV.
Yeah.
And it's called GCB. But it stands for Good Christian, word that sounds like witches, but ain't.
Right. That's the book title.
That, but there is no, the name of the TV show is GCB. They don't say what the B stands for anyplace. It's GCB, ABC's GCB. So, people have read the book, know what the book is about, blah, blah, blah. Any other religious group, do you think they would tolerate, you know, good Muslim witches, good Jewish witches, good Hindu, Buddha, anything else? Do you think any other group would be allowed to have that and not have, like, massive amounts of fallout at ABC because of it?
Of course.
There would be people fired for even attempting to put that kind of show on the air. But because Christianity's the punching bag, it's totally okay. Mm-hmm. This is one example.
Yep.
Anyway, let's talk to Bill in Diamond Springs, California. Hey, Bill.
Sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale price at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I don't know the phone number.
Yeah, you do.
800-888-340-3373.
You got it.
I was close.
Yeah.
I was close. I'll get there.
You're flustered. Like, you're physically flushed.
Yeah, I know.
You're all right. I don't know if it's this all this Piers Morgan talk or...
It's you know, I'm from Massapequa, bro.
You got your blood pressure up.
I'm from Massapequa, you know.
Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. And online, you can find us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at TheBingeThinker.com. We're always glad to have you. Our Facebook pages are there. You can like those. The God Thoughts at the top of the page, you can click that. Well, there's a Connect page where you can send us an email. And you can leave us a voicemail on that same number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Speaking about all of this insulting talk, the topic we actually had planned was a week ago we were talking about how, you know, Ms. Fluke had basically lied to Congress, said she was 23 and she needed $3,000 to cover birth control and all the rest. Turns out there's 3 Planned Parenthood clinics within literally 10 to 15 minutes walk from the campus of Georgetown University where she attends, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
And she could have gotten birth control there for $5 a month. This has been researched and exposed now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much sex she was having for $3,000 in birth control, but at $5 a month to get all you need, that's a lot of sex. I'm just saying. I'm not questioning her virtue. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But she could have gotten, so for the 3 years, instead of $3,000, I think that's like $180 for 3 years. So she was lying.
Or perhaps she was misinformed.
She was lying.
Perhaps she just miscalculated.
180, 3,000.
Yeah.
180,
yeah.
3,000.
Okay. Could happen.
But then you know what happened after that. The icon of talk radio calls her some names. He apologized last week. You had some advertisers pull out of his program, and then they're all like, oh, the universe isn't turning against them the way they thought, the way we thought it was. We want to get back in. And on a couple of them, he said, no thanks. Don't need you. Somebody else can come. And one of them lost like 17% in their stock value share like overnight, mm-hmm. just from pulling out of his show.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that's pretty much died off and gone away a week later. No, no, no. Gloria Allred, you know, the champion of women's rights somewhere in the world, not particularly in America, but maybe somewhere she's good at it, comes out today and says, you know, that talk radio guy, he should be arrested because he said basically mean things about Sandra Fluke. And now he's apologized several times. But I started doing a little digging. And Keith Olbermann, Ed Schultz, Bill Maher, and others have actually said a few negative things about women over the course of their
career. I want to do a WWF cage match. Me against Piers Morgan and Bill Maher at the same time. It would be over in 3 minutes.
Yeah, but then
I'd run up to Piers Morgan when the whistle blew. I'd run up to Piers Morgan and go, "Boo!" And he'd go, "Okay." Then I'd look at Bill Maher.
I'm really trying to move
on
here.
And I'd take Bill Maher back to Massapequa. That's what I'd do to Bill Maher.
Okay.
Sorry. Please continue.
You want to keep talking about Piers?
No.
You sure?
No.
Because I'm more than willing to do.
No, go ahead.
So what we wanted to talk about was we unearthed some things that Bill Maher had said. Now, remember, the icon of talk radio said about Sandra Fluke that she was basically a prostitute. That was, in fact, one of the words that he used, and the other was a slang for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he said. A woman who sells her body to make her living. Bill Maher, on multiple times, has called women very grotesque and vulgar synonyms for the female genitalia.
Right.
Multiple times. Gloria Steinem, kind of the modern father of the feminist movement. Catch my play on words there. Anyway, she was supposedly in studio once when Maher did this.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been forced to apologize. Now, that would be bad enough on its merit. But here's what I didn't understand. On Tuesday of this week, David Axelrod, that slimy little Chicago politician that helped get Mayor Daley elected all those times in Chicago and then went to work for the Barack Obama campaign and probably released the info on Herman Cain earlier this year. He's just a real slime ball. He's just a real, you know, dirt bag. He's in the weeds. And he's just
what's his name again?
David Axelrod.
Isn't he the guy that talks to the president all the time?
Senior White House advisor until time to kick the campaign in this last year, yeah.
Right.
Now, he comes out and says, well, you know that Mitt Romney guy and that Rick Santorum guy, you notice when this whole thing came out, they didn't stand up to Rush Limbaugh. They didn't say, you should be pulled off the air. This is David Axelrod
right.
saying it.
But about that radio talk show host.
Right. They said to Romney and Santorum, they didn't confront him in any way. So he's all mad. Then it comes out, like just a few hours later, that David Axelrod scheduled to go on Bill Maher. Quote, within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, and I'm really curious about this, and I don't understand, and especially if you are a fan of President Obama, I want to know, I want to understand so that I can really comprehend it for myself. I'm dying to try to figure this out. How does the president support his campaign manager going on Bill Maher's show, who has called accomplished women like Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin and others slangs for the female genitalia, and on one hand allow that to happen, but on the other hand say that Rush Limbaugh has to be fired and taken off the air and he can't be allowed to talk again because he said that if you exchange sex for money, you're a prostitute. Like, how can you say that one should lose their job for saying that, but then let the guy who whispers in your ear all the time go on over to Bill Maher and sit down and have a little chuckle about how to treat women this way?
I could guess at the justification.
What? Okay, when we come back, you let us know. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Mortgage education specialists.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the masses.
With IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi everybody, Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Call alive 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're keeping the phone lines open specifically for supporters of the president. I mean, if you've got opinions and you're not a supporter of the president, we'll take yours as well. But if you call, if you're a supporter of the president, we're going to put you to the front of the line right away. You will go immediately to the front of the line. You will be the next caller we take. 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Calvin McCullough. Online at TheBingeThinker.com. Here's the question. Some people say that icon of talk radio, the big kahuna, that he should lose his job because he called a 32-year-old faker pretending to be a 23-year-old co-ed. He called her a prostitute. And that was wrong, and I condemned it. Stephen condemned it last week. I said, my sons will never call women that, et cetera, et cetera. Now, then you had the Obama administration folks come out and say, oh, well, the presidential candidates didn't criticize him enough. They didn't stand up to him. Meanwhile, that same critic, David Axelrod, he's going to tiptoe over to the Bill Maher show here in the next couple of weeks, and he's going to make an appearance alongside Bill Maher, who called Governor Sarah Palin the C word, and he called Michelle Bachmann the C word and the T word. And I'm curious, if you're a supporter of the president, how do you justify this? Stephen, you think you know. Tell me what you think the justification is.
Does Mr. Axelrod still work for the president?
Yes. He has the president's ear on anything that he wants.
Right. So
he's his top campaign advisor, and before that he was a senior White House advisor. And
right. So he's left the White House advisor position.
But assuredly, as soon as the campaign's over, he'll be back in the White House again.
Sure. But he was senior White House advisor. He's no longer in that position, but still officially campaign advisor.
He's the top campaign strategist. He's the guy.
Okay. Still working for the president.
Yes.
Well, I guess as long as he doesn't hold some official government position, meaning working in the White House every day.
Oh, so he can align himself with
someone. I guess he's free to do what he wants. Freedom of speech.
But the reason he's going on Mars program is to promote the president and his campaign.
But this is the justification as far as I can figure it.
Well, Keith Olbermann said basically two nights ago that if it's a liberal man criticizing a conservative woman, basically they can say whatever they want. Because basically conservative women are so stupid, is his argument, that they deserve whatever name liberal men want to call them. This is Olbermann.
Right. Did I tell you, like, I've met him a couple times, like, briefly?
No rabbit trails right now. 888-340-3373, all four phone lines are open. But what I'm trying to comprehend is, those of you on the left or progressive, or you don't consider yourself a conservative, you're somewhere in the middle. You said that the talk radio guy had to go down. He had to be taken out. He had to, like, be sent straight to hell, no pass and go, no collecting $200, just boom. He's got to be gone. How do you defend David Axelrod making an appearance on Bill Maher? Come back, we'll take your calls when we...